Hello, this is Bill Brown, and this is our Piano by Ear lesson for Clair de Lune by Claude Debussy. This will be the original arrangement in D-flat, so this is an early advanced level piano piece. What I love about this piece is, of course, just all the emotion that you get out of it with really not that many notes. And this is typical of this time period, what they call the impressionistic period, even though Debussy did not like that term being applied to his music. But that's exactly what is happening here. We're getting a lot of feeling and a lot of emotion with very little information as far as any kind of depth of instrumentation, orchestration. He's doing all of this with just a piano and with the chords that he picks, the rhythms he picks, and even the way he uses 3-2 rhythmically in this song that is a 9-8 time. So his year of birth was 1862. He died in 1918. Most people will back up the impressionistic period to about 1880. This is where we find some very early compositions that have these characteristics that we call impressionism in them. So let's start working on our song, but let's talk about it first. We have 6 very distinct sections in this song. The song is 72 measures long total. The first section, Section A, is that main theme that we think of when we think of Clair de Lune. This will take us through 14 measures. Then at measure 15, we'll have our Section B, where we get another theme that shows up. Then at measure 27, we get Section C, which is very distinct as well. This will take us all the way through measure 42. And at measure 43, we get another section that's very distinct as well. We will call it Section D. Then, at measure 51, we get a return to the main theme in Section A. And we could very well call this A prime, but I'm going to call it Section E. But just keep in mind, this Section E is very much like Section A, but of course not exactly. But we do have that same melodic theme reappear here. This will take us on over into measure 66. And at measure 66, we get what we will call Section F. It's a repeat, though, of the theme of Section C, so we could call it C prime if we wanted to as well. But like I said before, I'd just like to call this Section F. When we get to it, I will reiterate that it's a return to the theme that we hear in Section C. This starts at measure 66 and takes us all the way through to the end, measure 72. This song is in the key of D flat, even though it does shift over, at least on the music, over to the key of E, just for a short section starting at 37, but then it comes back into the key of D flat again. And they probably did that just to make it a little bit easier to read. And if you think about...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?